For over 30 years, GM Voices has helped companies, entrepreneurs, and business storytellers stand out from the crowd with world-class voiceover, audio production, and multimedia solutions. On the Podcasting for Business podcast, learn the ins and outs of podcasting, what it is, why it matters, how to use the medium to broaden your reach and make a better connection with customers and prospects, and how GM Voices can help.
How's it going, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Podcasting for Business podcast, powered by GM Voices. I'm your host, Matt, and we have a short and sweet podcast lined up for you today. In our last podcast, I gave an overview of what a podcast is, how they're produced, why they're increasingly important for businesses, and how we can help you make yours better. Today, I'll give you a quick update on some of our recent podcasting work, talk about a cool podcasting conference we attended in Chicago, and tell you about some of our own internal podcasting plans. As you may know, BusinessPodcasting.com is an affiliate of GM Voices, an audio solutions company since 1985. Core Business is recording natural voice for telephony and other business technology applications, but along with podcasting, we've recently branched out with several new voiceover products, among them audiobooks and narration for e-learning and talent development materials in any language. Joining me to talk about those new products will be our Director of Strategic Sales, Michael Hayhurst, or as we call him, Coach. You see, we have several directors in the company, and also some other salespeople, but only Coach is strategic about it. So we'll get his perspective on those services and what we're looking forward to in the months ahead. So let's get started. In our last podcast, I focused on our voice recording and audio post-production services, meaning we can record branded podcast intros and outros with professional voice actors in our economical weekly sessions. We also edit and mix your speaking segments and interviews so they sound professional. But I thought I'd spend just a few minutes talking about the other areas we can help with your podcast. We recently completed a few projects where the scripting and graphical branding were left to us to develop fully. So on top of voice recording the podcast intros, we actually wrote the script copy as well, and that involved a short conference call with the hosts and a little bit of research where we listened to the podcast, got a feel for the host personalities, the subject matter of the podcast, and its target audience. And in writing those, we had to make the customer happy, the audience happy, and structure it in a flow that could be read effectively by the preferred voice actor in our studios. Now, most podcasts also include some graphical branding component. The program is available on iTunes or any number of podcast hosting platforms. It'll include at least a program thumbnail image, or what we call album art. And whether the podcast stands alone or is a content marketing platform for a larger brand or business objective, it often occupies an independent social media presence that'll require wallpaper images, thumbnails, or other promotional graphics for the podcast as a whole or even for single episodes. So in addition to doing our tried-and-true voiceover and editing bits, we recently honed our podcast branding skills by working very closely with the customers or even completely taking over this bit of the podcast creative process. If you want to check out some of our recent projects, just follow us on Twitter under the handle @BizPodcasting. That's B-I-Z Podcasting. This summer, I attended a podcasting conference in Chicago called Podcast Movement. It brought together hundreds of content publishers that ran the gamut from NPR to the smallest of podcast hobbyists. And it was a really cool experience. BusinessPodcasting.com didn't attend in a sponsor or exhibitor capacity, but just to network and keep us current on the industry and community. Got to see Kevin Smith give a keynote, and that was both fun and deeply profane. And what you find in podcasting is that there's a great pride in ownership and authorship with many creators. Their content is very personal, and they often want to tend to every production and post-production detail. For those people, maybe our expertise isn't needed. But even though there are several content tracks dedicated to self-editing or mixing, not everyone aspires to be or is capable of being an audio expert. What's more important is that you're dedicated to becoming an effective and engaging storyteller. And once that skill is obtained, some of the creative and post-production value we can add just makes that content so much better. BusinessPodcasting.com works with podcasters who create for their own interests, but also for podcasters who create for their employer. And usually those people are juggling full-time day jobs. They can record the podcast content, but they need the experts to edit, mix, and top and tail it with some professionally recorded and branded audio. It was good to connect with some of those people at the conference for sure. While I'll continue to produce the Podcasting for Business podcast, we've also started to create on-demand audio on some of our other thought leadership subjects in the areas of voiceover and audio production. These will feature our founder and CEO, Marcus Graham, and one of my chief podcast creative collaborators, Andrew Ace Choban, who's a very talented audio engineer, editor, and musician. Stay tuned to this space for their material as they talk about everything from voice coaching, voice technology, technology in general, business, and storytelling. While those likely won't be geared specifically for podcasting, there will definitely be crossover, and I may even show up from time to time. All that content will be made available on Twitter and businesspodcasting.com. Coach, as you might guess from the name of the podcast, I use this program as a platform to talk about podcasting and what we do within that world. As our director of strategic sales and probably our most effective account manager within the audiobooks world, what can you tell us about our work for that product, some of our recent audiobooks projects?
Well, Matt, thanks for having me on the program, and I'll tell you, ever since we've created this product and really gone out to couple of shows, one main one here in Chicago, as you know about. It's really been fast and furious with great contacts we made there. And we've done some various things, a couple of full production audiobooks, which means we've done some recording, editing, QC, mastering, and then proofing of the audio. But really, work can come from any direction, could come directly from an author, could come from a fellow supplier who's looking for various languages. And that's really where GM Voice's best play is in the audiobooks world is a lot of suppliers and publishers are looking for a company to help them with those language needs. You know, it could be Spanish, German, Chinese Mandarin, or even Indian English, and we can really perform for them.
Now, I attended a podcasting conference in Chicago over the summer, but you attended one for audiobooks, also in Chicago, and also over the summer. How was that experience?
Well, it was actually my first time in Chicago, believe it or not, and I had the opportunity to frequent some White Castle for the first time. And I'll tell you what, it was very disappointing. As I'm more of a Crystal man, being from the South, I prefer those nice little hamburger sliders at your local Crystal. So Chicago was a great experience, and it's different from the other trade shows we've been to for our other products. It's pretty normal to catch the attendees wearing an untucked button-up shirt with some jeans, so I looked a little out of place, but quickly kind of got the lingo, and it was a good experience for us, and we look to go to more shows in the future.
What are authors or publishers looking for when they scout for a narrator or an audio company to manage the recording process?
One of the bigger questions that an author or publisher will ask is the amount of titles that we've worked on, and even some examples of titles so they can go look those up through maybe an Audible or some other distribution engine, just to see what our quality of work is like. They also like to see that we have a good base of voice talent and a good variety. So if a book happens to come their way that has a specific need for a voice, they know they can come to us for that voice. And whenever those types of people come to us, they're very surprised to hear that we have over 1,000 voice talent contracted with us. So they know that they can get a good variety.
Another one of our bigger initiatives is voiceovers for e-learning, and you've managed many of those projects as well. What value do we bring to those materials, and what are companies looking for with voiceover files?
That's true. Our e-learning business is really picking up, especially in the last few months. And our big value prop again with that product is we can really help someone on the language side. So at any point in time, an e-learning customer can come to us and say, you know, we need German, we need Chinese Mandarin, we need Japanese, whatever the case is, and we can deliver for them at an economical rate just based on our sheer depth of voice talent. And they're looking for an MP3 deliverable so they can then plug it right into their e-learning module and deliver that to their customer.
Finally, we'll be attending an e-learning conference together in November, DevLearn in Las Vegas. What are your expectations for that conference?
Well, since it's in Las Vegas, I suspect we'll do a little gambling and, you know, we like to work hard and play hard at the same time. But all jokes aside, DevLearn's going to be a good show for us, lots of opportunities. And we're going to come in there with a nice professional voice solution in over 100 languages. And a lot of these companies use an internal team member to voice their e-learning projects. And it's really the same thing with us in telephony, is a lot of the times, you know, Sally from accounting will voice a telephony application and they don't realize they can get a professional voice at an economical rate with our weekly session model. So same thing goes here with e-learning, and I think it's going to be a good show.
Coach, we appreciate you joining us today on the Podcasting for Business podcast. We know you're a busy guy, so we'll let you get along and sell something. But make sure you sell it strategically, of course, okay?
Matt, I'll tell you, when I do sell something, it's strategic. Thanks for having me.
All right, guys. Fast, straightforward, and to the point. Just how I like my podcasts. I want to thank you for joining me today. If you're thinking about starting a podcast for yourself or your company and need information on post-production or creative services, just drop us a line at podcasting@gmvoices.com. I'll catch you next time.